back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We'll keep you abreast as the stock market takes a dive today. It's down 186 points, I think. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. The CAC, the DAX, I mean, even the DAX, the German DAX is down 100-plus points. FTSE's down 62. Nikkei is down. Japanese Nikkei is down. It's all down. Gold is up to 1341, making a huge jump today, which only means it can, you know, what goes up can come down. The CAC is down 72. The Canadian CAC is down, or the French CAC is down 72 points. So it is looking like we got us a problem. Who knows what's going on, but we got us a problem. And it's something that we need to keep looking at. So today we will do that during the show. I will be giving you some updates. Let me change the subject. We're going to go to Dean DeWolf and Raymond D'Amico today because these guys have created something really, really makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's too much like right, what we say here at the Power Hour. They have created a deodorant, a dog spray, and all that kind of stuff out of silver. And we're now learning more and more. In fact, I got some word from Glenn at International Health that there's new things that the FDA has approved with silver. Even though they're fighting it on one hand, they're approving it on the other hand on things that they can sell. So we're really glad to have the silver-botanical people joining us today from Austin, Texas. They're Power Hour listeners, and they know what they're doing, and we are just so thrilled to be involved with them. Thank you so much, Dean and Raymond. Thanks for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Thank you, Joyce. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are you in the same room or separate rooms?
We're actually in the same room. Are you getting some feedback?
Yeah, getting a little feedback there. So whatever we need to do, I don't know. But I know Aaron can do all the magic stuff up there at Genesis for that. But anyway, you guys have created, with your combination of expertise, have created something that we love at the Power Hour. Lots of people love it at the Power Hour. But you come from different backgrounds. One comes, I believe, from a marketing background and the other from a chemistry background. And let's explain to the listeners why you're doing what you're doing and what it was that brought you out of the other arenas into doing something like this. Just makes way too much sense.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what we did is about 5 years ago, we started, well, actually, we were interested in looking at all-natural personal hygiene products, and we just found that on the market there was a real lack of quality and effective products out there. So with my background in formulation chemistry, we decided to look at some natural solutions. I was interested in silver and, you know, the effectiveness of various types of metal compounds on their ability to kill bacteria. And Ray was very much into essential oils and all the therapeutic benefits that they provide. So we just kind of did some brainstorming and thought, hey, if we can bring these two ingredients together, and along with some other all-natural ingredients that we knew that were really effective at killing bacteria, odor control, things like that, that we could probably make some really interesting products. So we just started brainstorming and developed formulas and let family and friends and such try them out. And then after, you know, a formulation number 60 or so, at least on the deodorant front, we started finding formulations that were really effective in providing all day protection for odor and things like that.
It works. So, man, it works. Listeners, if you want something that's not going to be dangerous to use, and unfortunately, we're now learning about antiperspirants. You know, we haven't learned about antiperspirants quite yet. You know, we came up with all the information on aspartame, and that's been out there for years. And by the way, there's a new study on aspartame today. And if this thing is as strong as I think it is, it may mean that they're going to take aspartame off the market. I mean, it's looking like it could be the end of diet sodas. But yet, antiperspirants are not there yet. Man, we got a lot of background noise there. I don't know what we can do about that, guys. But maybe one at a time. Okay. So much better. So much better. But in the antiperspirant industry, there's a problem. And there's a reason why they say that be careful what you use. What is it, you know, to our chemist here, what is it about the antiperspirant or those deodorants that create problems for people?
Typically, it's the aluminum salts that are being used in deodorants or antiperspirants. I'm sorry. In fact, whenever you start, you know, antiperspirants are actually regulated by the FDA as a drug. Whereas, if you have a deodorant that is not classified as a drug and just a cosmetic product, so we make deodorants, but the antiperspirants, the aluminum salts in the antiperspirants that actually affect and inhibit natural physiological function of sweating by blocking pores. They're called comedogenic materials. They block the pores up by forming aluminum salts that in the pores that are gelatinous. They're gelatinous like materials that plug up these pores and prevent you from sweating. And these plugs can last several weeks in the pores. So they greatly affect your physiology and your ability for your body to regulate its temperature and detoxify through removing trace metals, toxins through sweating.
And I want to say that God made the armpit for a reason, and it gets wet and moist for a reason. And when you put this cement in there and plug it up, and you know, let's say the average person may in the morning take a shower and put on their antiperspirant. Then they go to the gym in the afternoon and they take another shower and they plug it up again. I mean, over a period of time, think of the damage that can be done. I mean, I don't think people realize this at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's also some of these types of antiperspirant, these aluminums, and some of the products that a lot of people think are natural solutions. While they are natural, like, for example, the mineral rock or the Thai stone, I think some people call it, where these are just alum salts, which they'll list that on the ingredients label, but alum is just another aluminum salt that provides for this same mechanism of blocking the pores. And once your pores are blocked, really the means by which you might start developing an odor is prevented. So these materials, and also so many of the other ingredients in various personal hygiene products, mouthwashes, skin products, I mean, they're just synthetic soups. I mean, I've gone and done surveys in the markets at typical department stores around town, and reading these ingredients label, I'm just, my jaw drops every time I look at it. These compounds that are in there are so synthetic, only recently, you know, maybe within the last 20, 30 years, been developed. And the studies that they do on them are just for, you know, acute toxicity. The long-term evaluation of how they affect us and how they affect us in combination with these with all the other ones, all the other ingredients that are in the products, haven't been studied. So I just see a big caution flag on so many of the products that are out there with all these synthetic ingredients. In fact, I called some of these manufacturers recently to just ask about their ingredients, and I found a lot of them, even as a matter of policy, say that they use the synthetic ingredient at first, and then if those aren't available, they go to, you know, other types of ingredient. But I was just shocked to find that, as a matter of policy, their ingredients, they're wanting to find the synthetic ingredient first. And typically these ingredients have not been fully tested and seen how they affect how they affect the body in combination with so many of the other synthetic ingredients in there. I'm just really shocked by it.
Yes. And now I want to stress to people, this is not to sell deodorant. This is an educational format to allow you to know what you are using if you go to the grocery store and grab that stuff that glues your armpits together. I mean, there is a reason that people say be careful of using that, or the relationship to cancer, or whatever, because of the fact that needs to be a detox arena. And if you have silver there, which is what they're using in theirs, then that eliminates the odor and the bacteria. Man, you're home free when you use that.
I wanted to back up real quick. I'm not sure. Is this Dean that I'm speaking to right now? Is that who?
Yes, this is Dean.
Okay. Dean, this is JD. We haven't actually met yet, but I wanted to ask, you mentioned just now the mineral stick, you know, the deodorant, you kind of run it under the water and it's the stick that you use. I've been using that for years. Is that something I shouldn't be using? I mean, is that...
In our opinion, I think it's something that we should be concerned about because, like I said, they are just... This is just a natural occurring aluminum salt that they... synthetically make this salt, but it is a naturally occurring salt in the Earth's crust. And so this alum salt is just applied to the underarms. Aluminum ions are then released into the skin and form the plugs that that block your sweat. And so it's the same general mechanism. There's a variety of aluminum salts out there. Some are more effective than others, but they all work on the same principle. And that stone is just an aluminum blocking mechanism that's being used.
Wow, I had no idea. I appreciate that insight, my friend. That's
So many people that we speak with on a regular basis are unaware of that in particular, but as well as so many of the other types of deodorants and ingredients and other personal hygiene products. One of our missions is to help inform our customers and anyone who visits our website and things like that about we're really trying to provide a format where people can get educated on these things.
Mm-hmm. And I like it. There's no GMOs. It is a superior quality. It's environmentally friendly. It is excellent, and it works. And ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from this break, let's talk about mouthwash. What is it about mouthwash that perhaps maybe is not the best stuff for you to be getting over the counter at the grocery store? We'll be back with our with our guests today, Dean DeWolf and Raymond D'Amico. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, and we got it at the Power Mall, too. We'll be right back. 4-minute break. Hi, this is Joy Schmiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a no-no.
Great minds do think alike.
Try NoNo Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
This is the place where we put it together for you. We try to do our homework so that you don't have to. A lot of it anyway. And we have the best product in the world, we think, for deodorant at the Power Hour. And it is from Silver Botanicals. It is really incredible stuff. And I love it. Absolutely love it. I happen to like the roll-on, but they have it in a spray or a roll-on. And by the way, Dean and... to our guests today, Dean DeWolf and Raymond D'Amico. I know Aaron is calling him back. And by the way, we have a new producer, Aaron, for the Power Hour. And so when you call in and get that friendly, hi, what's your name and where are you calling from, that will be Aaron. So we're really glad to welcome Aaron to the Power Hour. In fact, we'll even bring Aaron on one of these days and let him say hello. Are we something or what? But anyway, Dean DeWolf and Raymond D'Amico, we sent Josh down to check out Silver Botanicals. And so, Dean, I guess you're there on the line with us still. Josh came down to visit you all, didn't he?
Yes, absolutely. He was, I think, down around the last month, mid-month, and we got to show him around our facility and talk to him, and it was really a pleasure to meet him. He's a really nice guy.
He really is. We call him Bible Boy, but he's really a nice guy. But I want you to know, Josh said, you guys are the real deal. You've got a great place there, and the product is outstanding. Mm-hmm. And anyway, that was nice of him to go. And I think you guys had lunch together, didn't you?
We weren't able to make lunch. We were planning to join him at Casa Deleuze, but we had some scheduling issues, so we didn't meet him there.
Really?
At Casa
That's
Deleuze.
Funny. He yeah. turned in the receipt for it. No, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Oh, his wife's going to be so upset at me. She's listening. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, let me go. Let's see. Do we have Raymond on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Raymond, thank you for joining us today also. You kind of, was this your brainchild to do this and market this in the way that you are?
Well, I guess, first of all, I don't have a marketing background in the educational sense. I've been told I have a decent, kind of intuition about it, but I haven't been formally educated in it, so, the sort of website things that have produced and the rest of it, it's all basically from experimentation and a lot of things like that. I'm a self-taught person for the most part where it concerns many things. And the same is along the lines with what chemistry I've learned from Dean and on my own. So, I mean, I have a lot of interest as far as that goes. So with these products, I've always been experimenting with them. So, I was putting colloidal silver underneath my arms by itself for a while to see what it would do.
Really?
And it doesn't work. It has an effect at first, but it's so much more than that to get a formula that actually works with your body. And so that's kind of like what these formulas are. They're the right sort of ether for everything to work, so to speak. But yeah, and we basically saw a business opportunity with combining talents, and so I'm very pleased to be in the natural products industry, and so I'm just thrilled about that.
Well, I'm just so thrilled that you have this item that we can use, that we can all use, because everybody needs it, wants it, and yet you don't want to use the other stuff with all the contamination that it has, and you guys have really put together an amazing item. Now, I mentioned, and I think you wanted to go to a question that you had for them.
I did. We were talking a little bit before the break about just questionable ingredients in different types of products, and Dean had made the comment that he kind of looks at things in the store, and it makes his jaw drop. So I was kind of curious what the worst things are. I mean, you go to those lists of, I look at the back of my shampoo, not my shampoo, but the shampoo in the store, and it's like three paragraphs full of stuff, and most of which I can't pronounce. But which of those are the ones that I should be the most concerned about in terms of replacing them with stuff that you guys make?
Well, some of the things that I do think are the big concerns are the artificial colors. A lot of these artificial colors are aluminum salts, and they're materials that have been shown to have some type of toxicity associated with them typically. You see the blues and the reds and the lakes. Whenever you see the word lake in an ingredient, an artificial color, typically.
Wait a minute, like lake. Lake. I never see a term lake. What do you mean?
Yeah,
lake?
You'll see like blue lake number four or something. Sometimes you'll see the word lake when they're referring to an artificial coloring. And those are typically produced by, mixing an aluminum salt in such a way that produces a particular color that they're looking for. So most lakes, not all lakes, are aluminum salts. So that's one of the things I'm concerned about. I'm also really concerned.
Go ahead.
I think we lost Dean.
Did we lose Dean? All right, we'll be back. Okay, we lost Dean. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned, and we've got a special DVD on immigration that you're going to want to hear about. I'll tell you after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. This is Joyce.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN WGN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Thank you so very much for joining us and supporting the Power Mall. When you support us, you support the good guys. And you support people like Dean and...
Raymond.
Excuse me. Wow, can't talk. Dean and Raymond. Thank you. And we have at the Power Mall the Roll-On deodorant. It's on sale for $8.
Wow.
The spray-on is on sale for $7. The silver foot shield, and it does work, $12.50.
Yes, it does.
How do you know, Jake?
I have a friend that has stinky feet.
A friend. Right.
That's what I learned last time I
That's
said
what I part. Told you to say.
That's right.
And we have the silver shield sanitizer for $12.50. The dog and bedding spray, which I guarantee you that works, $13.50. When you have three big old dogs like I do, and you can calm that down, it is good to eventually wash the bed, though. And Silver Tongue Oral Disinfectant, $12.75, available at the Power Mall. It's on special. Give us a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. It contains colloidal silver and 100% pure, unadulterated essential oils. And I'm telling you, that does make a difference. Also, I want to remind you, and we're going to get back to talking about this, there is a documentary called Southern Exposure. Now, this contains graphic violence in it because Southern Exposure is the story of what's going on at the border. This thing is so good. It was ahead of its time when it came out. But I want to tell you, iFull Productions did an incredible job on this. And you can get it at the Power Mall. Call 877-817-9829. It's on special for $19.75. It's normally $22. And it is the total back story of what's really going on in the southern part of this country, and that will explain it. It's a great one for your church, school, homeschool children, groups, whatever. So get it at the Power Mall. Also, Miracle 2 is on special, so you can get your soap and your deodorant, and you're all fixed. You're just all set. We're talking to Dean today, I think, because maybe because Raymond is, his phone keeps cutting off. Is Raymond
I'm
there?
I'm here. Yes, I'm
great.
Here.
Okay, but let me go back though to Dean and talking about the items that are really not good. You said the colorants are not a good thing. I mean, why do you want colored deodorant anyway, or why do you want colored shampoo? Like shampoo, real shampoo's blue, right? You know, you want to get rid of all that stuff, and that's what they have done. Other than the colorants, what other things, what about the flavorings or the smells, the things that they use for aroma? You use real essential oils, but what do they use, the bad guys?
Yeah, it's funny. I will continue to talk for probably a minute or so, not realizing that we got cut off. But I was going into flavoring and talking about how on one of my recent surveys of some of the big mouthwashes out there, that like number three on the ingredients list, it's just listed as flavors. And so this problem with not being very descriptive in ingredients label is also a problem. But I did call these manufacturers up to try and get some more information as to what flavors are, and after 20 minutes or so, was not able to get an answer. So it's another one of these problems I feel in this industry, is that it's very difficult to even call and talk to someone in the company to get more information, detailed information about the quality and types of ingredients that are being used. So whenever they just say something like flavors, I'm concerned. You know, I want to know. That can be a whole lot of things, and a lot of things that are harmful for you. So some other ingredients
Say, Dean, the only thing I think is worse than flavors is natural flavors, probably.
Yeah.
You know, the way they do that, to try to make it look like it's a good deal.
Yeah, they do. They do put that in, and a lot of times you'll see they'll promote a particular ingredient, a natural ingredient, on the front of a label, and then you go to the ingredients list, and it might be at the bottom of the list. And you're talking, you know, when you're talking about the bottom of the list, you can be talking about parts per million level in the ingredients. So it's sometimes I think there's a little false advertising in terms of trying to promote the naturalness of a particular product, when really, you know, it's 99% synthetic ingredients with 0.1 or less percent natural ingredients. So yeah,
what's the total? What's the ingredient list on your mouthwash like?
So our mouthwash is all natural. We have the ingredient list, I could read it off, is distilled water. We use xylitol, which is a natural sugar, which has a lot of oral health benefits associated with xylitol. Actually, when bacteria go to eat it, it breaks down in such a way that kind of gums up the cellular machinery of bacteria. So it's a good oral sugar, a sweetener for things like mouthwash. So we have distilled water, xylitol, baking soda, a blend of essential oils, 8 essential oils. We use cinnamon, peppermint, rosemary, lemon, myrrh, thyme, clove, and eucalyptus. We use xanthan gum, which is our emulsifier that we use, which is a natural gum. We use it to emulsify our product and just give it a little thickness so that all these things can stay together. Grapefruit seed extract, sunflower lecithin, and nano silver. That's our ingredients list.
Well, that seems like a pretty succinct little ingredient list. There's certainly nothing on there I can't pronounce or that would scare me, which I kind of like about. What about?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about new products? What do you guys have in the development wings right now that you can share with us?
Well, we're working on several products for this year. We're working on a breath spray, which is kind of just a more concentrated version of our mouthwash, because our mouthwash has just seen just tremendous popularity over the past year. So we're making a breath spray version of that. We also have a skin serum. We have a vitamin C skin serum that has MSM in it, hyaluronic acid, ferulic acid, colloidal gold in it, things like that. Really, really great vitamin C skin serum, and we're going to make that. We've been selling it in a quarter ounce bottle, but because so many of our customers find that to just be enough for a couple weeks and they want a bigger size, we're coming out with that in a bigger size. We're also coming out with, hopefully by the end of the year, a humidifier additive that would have colloidal silver and a bunch of essential oils good for clearing up the sinuses and the bronchial tubes, things like that, just something that you could add to one of your cold mist humidifiers and kind of breathe in that mist and get colloidal silver and really good essential oils into your breathing passageways to help with any kind of congestion and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We also have what we're coming out with is called Gifts of the Magi, which is a body spray skin toner where we have gold, frankincense, and myrrh in it, along with about 12 other ancient essential oils that have been known to mankind for thousands of years. And so we're kind of just making it's just a wonderfully scented spray, body spray that kind of just evokes the mystery of you know, this ancient knowledge that of these materials that have been used for thousands of years. And let's see, what is another? And I think we're coming out with one month. Oh, we're also offering our mouthwash in a much larger size to help reduce cost to our customers. I mean, that's one of our big propositions for our company, is that we really feel that our customers deserve affordable, quality, effective, natural solutions. And so we do things like with our deodorants. All our deodorants are refillable. We sell refills for them. And so that helps reduce usage cost and waste associated with packaging. So we're always looking at ways to help reduce the usage cost for our customers, because we know a lot what deters a lot of people going to more natural products is cost, and we're really cognizant of that and want to try and make it more readily available to the masses.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to Raymond for just a second too, and find out what's kind of new on the marketing standpoint. What direction are you guys going in? I know when Josh was down there, he said your facility was just absolutely amazing. Hey, Josh has actually come into the studio. He wanted to say hi to you guys real quick.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Josh.
How you guys doing? I just wanted to say that I was thoroughly impressed with, like JD said, your facilities down there and how just thorough and clean and just amazing it was. It's funny, you know, you walk in and you wouldn't expect what was upstairs, but it was like a mad scientist.
What surprised you the most when you got to meet these guys, Josh?
I don't know. Just how scientific the whole operation was, really.
Right.
It was just very impressive, and I wanted to thank you for your hospitality and had a really good time meeting you guys.
It was fun having you over.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to let everyone know that you guys are the real deal, and you know, when it comes to thoroughness and cleanliness, I was just extremely impressed with your operation. So
awesome!
It's a great product.
Thank you.
Yep.
So, getting back to Raymond, what do you have coming out? What are you working on in terms of marketing now? That's new for you guys.
Well,
what are you doing in terms of plans on expanding your empire?
Well, we tried to reach out to one of the trade shows yesterday, and they came back and they basically thought that our language was too strong about things. They thought that we weren't FDA friendly with what we've had to say on our website. But you know, everything that we've been able to tell, we're not making any claims. We're not making any, we don't mention a single disease, so that was kind of strange that they came back to us. And so things like that are discouraging. You know, there's definitely a lot of gatekeeping that goes on with all these various industries, you know what I mean? And so there's insurance requirements if you wanted to get into, you know, grocery stores. And so there's all these hurdles. And so one of the things that we're finding is that, to use natural ingredients, there's definitely costs associated with that. So you have to put those natural ingredients in products, you're automatically in a higher cost bracket. Mm-hmm. And it's understandable once you look at that. And those who really, you know, approach this market with the intention to dominate and get out there, they say, well, we have to pay this middleman. There's all this padding they need to put into their product. And so, you know, there's no doubt about why they or why it's alluring to use these synthetic chemicals and such that are so ubiquitous in all your personal care products, because there's, all these economic forces around them pushing, you know, the world into crappier stuff, if you don't mind my pejorative. But so, I mean,
that's the scientific term.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, that's about the. And so, our experience is that, you know, it's been a little tough because it isn't, you know, it's so many different things that makes a business tick, you know, of course. And so we're presented with all those challenges. I mean, this is basically my first very serious business in Dean's as well. So that's kind of, there's all those trials and tribulations. So what we're trying to do is figure out how can we really go about this without having to compromise who we are and what we want to purvey. And so there's those challenges, of course. So, this is why we really appreciate the Power Hour, for one, because you guys are grassroots and you actually aren't there pioneering and finding stuff that is amazing, you know? And so,
well, it works and it's good. And that's why I have a selfish motive. You know, I want things that work for my people, that are cost effective and that are functional. And you guys really have it. Plus, we want to help other people make money out there so you can help, you know, preserve our liberty, which is what you say on your bio, that Dean is passionate about liberty and individual freedom. And those are the people we support, and we got to buy from the good guys. Now, here's the problem with most people. They want the easier, softer way. They want to go to the grocery store and get everything all at once so they don't have to do, you know, ones and twos and order it from the Power Hour or whatever. And they get junk most of the time. And so, go ahead.
There's a whole business model set up to support the junk, you know, that ends up on the shelves. And so, I mean, there's a whole industry that is basically there to support those who subscribe in to what the game is laid out to be. And so, you know, so we've had to be creative somewhat in order to try and be, to be successful you know. And so that's kind of it, because we haven't just jumped on to that whole thing with buying, you know, $6 million worth of insurance and what have you and all this stuff and getting crazy. You know, we have a co-op here, a Wheatsville co-op, really great store. You know, their insurance requirements are lower than Whole Foods, for instance. And so Whole Foods, you know, you want to go in there, and there's some real hurdles. And then they want to nickel and dime you to death. That's what we understand. And so, I don't know. It's like, will we ever want to approach them? It's kind of difficult to see it at this point in time. But, you know, so we've been trying to reach out to the smaller mom-and-pop stores and really kind of spread in that way, as opposed to just going to the, you know, the superstore route, you know.
Well, you guys are Austin-based. You're Austin-based, and you're doing such good stuff down there in Austin. And let's everybody support them. Let's show them how we can help them to grow their business and stay in business by having really excellent products, doing the right thing, the next right and honorable thing, and fighting for our freedom. I mean, and I respect you guys because you order from the Power Mold. So you order from us. You know, we support you. That's what it's all about, listeners. That's what it's all about. Unless you're really doing that, you know, you're playing one side of the game. But this education, though, about what is in the deodorant, what is in a spray, what concerns me is there's a lot of sanitizer sprays out there, but some of them are not really all that healthy for you, even though sanitizer makes you think it's okay. But it can be a problem. What do they put in sanitizer sprays or dog bedding sprays or whatever else that might not be good for people and or dogs?
Well, a lot of the active ingredients are things, they call them quaternary salts. And there are natural quaternary salts that have antimicrobial properties that we will use. For example, in like grapefruit seed extract, there's a quaternary salt in there that it derives its activity from. But these synthetic salts that they're making, quaternary salts and other types of antimicrobial compounds, they just are so new to the world. You know, these synthetic chemists that have developed these ingredients for the personal and household hygiene industry are on a daily basis finding new and developing new compounds. And, you know, the testing that they submit to the FDA or whoever, you know, who knows what they don't submit, but the ones that they do submit, that they show that the acute toxicity of it can be low. But whether or not they look at how these compounds break down and what's, like, if you're using them on a daily basis, how they're affecting you isn't really studied. And these combinatory effects of using these ingredients with other synthetic ingredients and how they interact in the body are not fully studied. So I don't have an exact list of some of the specifics right here at hand, but you know, we just have this fundamental problem with these synthetics, and they use these polymers that break down and into all these various, you know, say like a PEG polymer, which is a common emulsifier used in skin products and in mouthwashes.
We got to go to a really quick 3-minute break, and then we will be back.
Really quick?
Really quick 3-minute
break. 3-minute break.
It's going to go fast. We'll be back with the Silver Botanical Boys on the Power Hour Radio Show with JD and Joyce Riley. Just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today and learning about these items that you want to use from Dean DeWolf and Ray D'Amico. These guys have put together a business plan and a model and a business because they want to give you the absolute best out there. Because I know Dean, for instance, didn't like what he was seeing on the shelves when he was a chemist, and so he joined with Ray. They're also at the Cedar Park Farmers Market in Austin and Lakeline Mall on Saturdays 9 to 1 at the Lakeline Mall Saturdays 9 to 1. And I'm so glad to have him join us here today. I'd like to open up the phone lines real quickly. Some of those of you who want to show your support for what they're doing in Austin or around the country in their products, I'd like to give a shout out for you to call us and tell them how much you like. I mean, who would think we'd have a program on how much I like my deodorant? But really, it's amazing. It really is when you find something that works and you know is so healthy for you. So those of you who have used the dog bedding spray or the mouthwash or whatever, give us a call at 855-995-6923. We don't have much time. We're toward the end of the program, but I'd like for you to give a shout out and kudos how much you like it, because I know it's good. So if you don't call in, that's just because you're shy, and I don't want to hear that. So give us a call at 855-995-6923. The Dow alert, just to let you know, has opened. The market is down 157, and gold is still up there, which is surprising. So 1341, I think. So let's give us your phone calls to Aaron there at Genesis at 855-995-6923, and let us know what you think about these items. I want to go back to the mouthwash again. So in the mouthwash, what is it that makes it work so well? What is the active ingredient that makes it work?
Well, it's a combination, I would say, of most of all the ingredients in there. The xylitol, like I said, is a good sugar that kills oral bacteria, or at least keeps a lot of the oral bacteria under control. The baking soda provides for a good pH for the mouth. All the essential oils act in concert with one another to freshen the breath and kill bacteria. The grapefruit seed extract is another powerful antimicrobial, and then, of course, the nano silver, which we really, in our products, one other thing that distinguishes our products is that we use a true colloidal nano silver, which is 30 atom clusters of silver metal that are suspended in solution. And these surfaces on these little clusters of silver metal interfere with the respiratory systems of these simple bacteria and these simple cells. So it, in essence, suffocates bacteria.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
No, that's interesting. No, it works so well. What scares me are these smart mouthwashes, you know, that you use them one day and they'll still be working 4 days later or something like that. You know, smart mouthwashes. I hate those things. That's scary stuff. But let me go to the callers. Aaron, who do we have on the line? Julie in Texas. Julie, go ahead, please. You're on the air with Raymond and with Dean. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're wonderful.
Hey, very good.
Great. I just want to let you guys know I love using the deodorant. I think it works great, especially here in Texas where everyone's so hot and sweaty all the time. And I also use the dog bed spray. But what we really use it for, too, is my daughter has dreadlocks, and it works great for deodorizing those and keeping them clean.
Wow. Cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that's a first.
Dreadlocks. Now we know.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
A dreadlock deodorizer. Now that's a first. That's a first. Okay,
well,
put that in your testimony section.
No, it's true, because they can get pretty stinky, you know, and you don't wash your hair, especially when they're, you know, they're starting, you know, to develop, and then you just, if you wash your hair, they fall out. So
that's awesome.
You just the dog bed spray. And, it works great.
See,
love it.
See what you listen to the Power Hour for, ladies and gentlemen? You never hear this on Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
You never hear this on Rush Limbaugh. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We got callers. That is cool, Julie. Thank you so much for the phone call. Welcome back to Power Hour, final segment with our incredible guests today, our friends of the Power Hour, Dean DeWolf and Ray D'Amico. And remember, the Friends of the Power Hour website. If you want to become a friend of the Power Hour, put your name in there, or not your name, your email address, and then go to the meeting on Friday at the Casa de, what was that called?
Casa de Luz. Great place.
Yeah, macrobiotic food, which I just doesn't work with Casa de Luz, but that's okay. That's they named it. Anyway, it's a great place to go to eat, and it's a great restaurant, according to Josh. Okay, let's go to
Francis
in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Raymond and I lost it. Raymond and Dean, go ahead, please.
Sounds like one of my days. Hey, Jay Gang.
Hey,
you know something? This sweetener called xylitol to me sounds quite synthetic. So my question for you is, and I'll take it off air, is off the phone line. Where is xylitol derived from? What plant source is that?
It can be derived from various plant sources, but our xylitol is derived from North American birch, and it's a very simple process to extract xylitol from North American birch. It's an extraction of a compound that's within the birch called xylan, and then just when they react that just by with steam together, it forms xylitol. So it's a very simple, natural kind of manufacturing process to produce xylitol.
Excellent. I know we have it in our Vitamir toothpaste, too, the good kind of xylitol. There's good kind and bad kind, and ours is a good kind. Thank you very much, Francis. Let's go to Carol in Washington. Carol, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Raymond and Dean.
I'm curious about the xylitol, too. You said there's a safe and a good and a bad, and I have in this little book here, Food Additives by Christine Farlow, and it says that high doses may cause intestinal distress. Laxative effect has caused cancer in lab animals at high doses. Not safe for pets. How do we know the safe from the unsafe? And why don't you use stevia?
Well, okay, let me just, you know, I have to ask a question. Why do we get hung up on one thing? One thing like the xylitol, because we know it comes from a good source. We know it comes from a natural source. Yeah, it is harmful for dogs if you use the chemical xylitol. But I'll let you guys answer that question. And the reason they don't use stevia, let me just add, is it's not antibacterial. Stevia is not. Xylitol is. Go ahead,
That's
guys.
True.
Go ahead, Ray.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, like, this is the thing. Like, xylitol is produced in all kinds of plants. It's one of these things that it's kind of like a ubiquitous plant compound. And so we use it in basically, yeah, it has some very interesting properties when it comes to bacteria. But to speak about stomach problems, now I have taken xylitol in high doses because I want to know what these things do. And what happens is, yeah, it probably messes with the flora in your stomach. But, I mean, I've taken, you know, up to, oh, goodness, like 2 tablespoons at once in that neighborhood. Then you begin to feel something that doesn't feel so nice, but that's a lot. And it's like, that's just me and my experimentation to see, you know, what these things are all about. But, you know, in general, though, in any smaller doses, the stuff below that, there's no noticeable effects that I've ever experienced. So it's just my anecdotal kind of contribution to it in my experience. Mm-hmm.
And there's such small amounts that you use in this anyway, so.
We're not really recommending you to swallow the mouthwash either, right. So it's not really an ingestible product.
Mm-hmm.
But you could, you know, we've swallowed it, and there's no adverse effects associated with it because there's not a lot, even if you were to swallow, you know, swallow it. But
you know what I like is the fresh taste, the peppermint taste. It is so nice to use. It really is, and it doesn't leave that mouthwash taste either. Thank you guys for joining us today, Dean. Dean DeWolf and Ray D'Amico, thank you so much for supporting the Power Mall. We love you guys down there.
Thank you. We love you too, Joyce.
Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed day. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. We're going to talk about veggie burgers. This is so cool.